How you doing, everyone? My name is Sanjeev Advani. I'm here to bring you real estate, property management, and construction news in an easy-to-digest format that's going to help you invest over the long term. And today we're going to be talking about U.S. commercial real estate and foreclosures. So let's hop right into it. So basically, what we've seen is in January, you saw about a 17% jump in foreclosures, right? And so, for example, in 2024, in January, you saw basically commercial foreclosures were at 635. So that's up 17% from the prior month. So that would be December 2023. And it would be up from 322 to 635. So about a little under 100% jump from a year ago. So January 2023. So what does that tell us, right? Because we had 141 foreclosures, which was a low in 2020. And the reason why is because obviously we had all that forbearance and we had all of these different programs to help landlords be able to keep their buildings, right? And so if 141 is our low and we're at 635 now, but we were at 322 a year ago. So if you kind of plot those points, right, you can see that, okay, there's a good trajectory going up. So that can obviously lead to a lot of people kind of being a little bit, worried about kind of what's happening with the market. You've got high interest rates, so being able to come in and purchase new properties like that is very difficult. You've got this increase in foreclosures, and so people can be worried about, well, what's going to happen with this market? Not only that, you have this work from home movement. So now, with most people saying that if you don't have some kind of hybrid schedule, it's kind of an antiquated system, which is really funny because 5 years ago that would not have been an antiquated system. But if you don't have some kind of hybrid schedule, that's an antiquated system, meaning that the companies now can move to smaller footprints as far as real estate is concerned, which means that all of that inventory is going to either sit vacant or people are going to have to come back to work. And so you're seeing a lot of corporations going that direction of, okay, well, you do have to come back to work and you have to be in office. However, you are seeing other corporations that are allowing this hybrid model as well. And so you're not getting the kind of the vacancies that you would have, or excuse me, you are still seeing the vacancies that you would have with that hybrid model from a segment of the market, which is obviously going to offset when no one did, right? So I think that if you're looking at foreclosures, this is a good thing to know, right? The number of foreclosures. However, if you have to then look at an average, you have to look at kind of where are we in the grand scheme of things. And if you go pre-pandemic, essentially we're back to pre-pandemic levels, right? And so essentially what that means is prior to the pandemic, we have the same amount of foreclosures, similar amount of foreclosures as we do now. And that market was historically pretty stable. And so essentially, then why would we look at this market any different? The only big difference that we're seeing between that market and this market now is the interest rates. The interest rates there were a lot lower than they are here, which is going to allow for more demand to push prices up and to be able to get owners out without needing to go into foreclosure, which means that you are going to still see a segment of the market here have to go into foreclosure because rates are there and they can't sell the properties for what, they need to sell the properties for to not be foreclosed on. So that all plays into how do we invest, right? And so if we look at how do we invest in this, well, really, it's just we're looking at this trend to see where is this going. And if we have a trend that is saying, okay, well, there are more foreclosures and more foreclosures and more foreclosures, then obviously we want to start stockpiling our cash. So that way, when prices come back down to a place that we want to purchase or we're able to get a good deal, right? Then we want to be able to deploy that cash to be able to say, okay, this is a good deal. Let's move forward. Now, even if that good deal is at a high interest rate, it's my belief that it's good to move forward on that property because if that property is at a high interest rate and it still works, right, as far as whatever your investment thesis is, then what you need to be able to do is you need to be able to say, okay, I'm going to get into this property. Not a great investment today, but it works for my investment thesis. And if I believe that interest rates are going to drop over the long term, which, if you look at the chart, essentially there's an inflection point where there's a break-even point at about 5.5% to 6%, right? And so my thought is that, okay, well, anything above 5.5% and 6% will kind of revert back to the mean. And so that basically means that, okay, we're going to drop our interest rates over the long term. Therefore, I can refinance and make this a better deal. Not only including that, I can look at the income and the ability, especially in commercial real estate, to automatically increase that income through a lease agreement. And so if I have, 3%, 5% increases, 10% increases over periods of time, then that's going to offset the inflation. Then you also have the interest rates coming down, which is going to decrease my expenses. So I have increased income over a period of time. I have decreased expenses over a period of time. The only difference is I'm not doing it today, right? And that's a big thing with a lot of investors is they want it today. But you aren't always going to get it today, and especially in real estate. Real estate is historically a long-term market, a long-term investment market. And so that's a way to be looking at it. Now, obviously, everything I say isn't right. And so if you do have other ideas, please put those down in the comments. Thank you for watching. Hit that subscribe button and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.